If you're not having fun doing it in that new way now, what small tweaks could you make to make that method that you're following now that you're tempted to give up on, but you haven't given it enough time, how could you tweak it to make it more fun for you? To make the actual process more in alignment with how you feel you want to run your day. It's time to stop spinning your wheels, wasting time, money, and energy building your brand alone on social media. Hi, I'm Sophia Spolino, the host of Social Equity, the podcast, here to help you build your own profitable personal brand, the social equity you can rely on to make the money that you deserve. Are you ready, Miss Future Millionaire? Let's get into it. Well, good morning, social equity listeners. It's your host, Sophia Spolino. I'm actually coming to you while I do my makeup. I just got a download and I was like, I want to share this now. So you're going to hear me putting my makeup on. I just got a facial yesterday. And when I went to get the facial, I was like, I'm taking a full day off of everything. It's just going to be the most restful day. It's going to be magical. And I told the girl, I'm going to Mexico in a week and I want to look poreless. I'm not getting up until my skin doesn't have anything, not one thing in the pores. And she was like, I got it. And let me tell you, she got it so freaking good. Yesterday, as soon as I left there, I went to Ulta to return some primer that I bought. And the girls at the counter were like, your skin is glowing. Anyway, if y'all are new here, I love talking about business, but my like favorite hobby outside of business is taking care of myself, mind, body, spirit. And when it comes to body, I am all about the skincare. So yeah, I'm doing my concealer under my eyes right now and it's amazing. I hardly need anything. I'm so rested. It's so lovely. I'm so rested and my pores literally are like not existing on my face. It was so intense though. It burned alive. So worth it. So funny. Like all the things in life that, you know, they're good. They're really, really good. And after we really, really like the results in that moment, I wanted to run off that table. It was burning. She did some sort of chemical thing on my skin. It wasn't like a peel, but I wanted to run off the table, but I didn't. I laid there and I just decided I'm sticking through this. And she kept saying, are you okay? I really don't like hurting people. And I'm like, do whatever it takes for this to work on my skin. And so I just laid there clenching my fist. I made it through. And at the end, whenever I sat up and opened my eyes, because I had my eyes pinched shut so tight, every little bit of pain, every sting, like I kept squinching them tighter and tighter. And when I sat up and opened my eyes, I hadn't realized that I had cried because my eyes were shut so tight that like tears just streamed down my face because I had opened my eyelids for the first time to let them go. And I was like, dang, what the heck? But I stayed the course and it's so worth it. It's so worth it. I think a lot of things in life are like that. But anyway, I'm like, I am going to Mexico. It is going to be a blast. And I want my skin looking this way. So this is what must be done. End of story. There's a lot of things in life where if we were just honest with ourselves, okay, we want this thing. This is what must be done. So then we must get through it. Like, we would get down with a lot of things a lot faster, a lot faster. I heard a woman actually in my industry, I can't think of her last name right now. I want to say her first name is Samantha, but I see her on TikTok a lot. And she's built like a multi-million dollar business in the last few years. And she said something like, there's a lot of things we don't want to do. But as an entrepreneur, I have a 3-2-1 rule. So I just get prepared to do the thing that I don't want to do. the thing that I know I need to do to move forward in my life, if it's working out or in my business, whatever task needs to be done. And I just count myself down 3, 2, 1, and then I do it. I think people don't fully expect to come in and do things that are a little uncomfortable. And I will be honest with you, how I got to where I am wasn't because I just frolicked around all day and manifested the dream business. It was because, yeah, when I did have my frolicking moments with God, I knew exactly what I wanted to build. I knew at peace in my heart, like, okay, this is what needs to happen next. And then I sit down and I think, okay, what's the game plan to get to that? Now, as a social media strategist, I know what needs to happen content-wise to get a certain outcome. But business structures-wise, I needed to get coaches and figure it out. I needed to know that if I put in a certain amount of input, what would come out output. And even now, as I scale, it's going, okay, if I do this, this, and this, what's going to happen? And maybe you're like that too. Maybe you've tried a lot of things and it hasn't so far worked out. Okay, what's your next move? It's time to change the game plan. Or it's time to double down on the game plan and not stop when you're tempted to stop. Because maybe in your life, there's been so many times, I don't know, everyone's experiences are different here. You're going to know which camp you fall into. But maybe you tend to stop things before you give them time to get that momentum. You can't do that in business. You can't just start a strategy, a marketing strategy, and then decide in a month that it didn't work. You need to give things time. Ooh, someone here listening, that is the message that needed to come through. That was unintended. You just need to give yourself more time with the thing. And you need to remember back to why you started doing something a different way. I don't know what this is for somebody, but why is it that you actually shifted something into a different way? And then, okay, take that method that you're following now that you're tempted to give up on, but you haven't given it enough time. How could you tweak it to make it more fun for you? To make the actual process more in alignment with how you feel you want to run your day. It's really interesting as entrepreneurs, we get to decide how to do everything. But instead, and look, I coach in this, but instead, we look to our coaches, we look to our programs that we're in, we look to other people to give us the answers. And that is not the answer at all. It is great to be like in a program like my PPB 6-month coaching program where you get that structure, you get to know what works, you get to see strategies of what works, and you choose to implement them how you desire for your unique business. And everyone's implementation can and should look different. But looking up to one person or one program to give you every answer isn't the answer. It's looking at a program as a structure, and then it's figuring out what feels right for you out of all of the opportunities and options that you're given as framework, as examples, and then making it your own. I'm going to say something so simple that might really change the game for you. Maybe you wake up and your energy is best spent in a certain way in the morning. Maybe you feel really aligned to just spend time with God and work solo. Then you need to stop taking your sales calls in the morning and keep that energy reserved for you and your business systems. And then in the afternoon, you can take the sales calls. Something that simple could be restructured around in your schedule, and you could start really, really enjoying your day more. you started your entrepreneur journey to have freedom. So don't feel bad about choosing the structure for you that feels good. It's not about not doing enough. It's not about wimping out. It's not about skipping something that's important. It's just, it's like Tetris. Like, all these things need to get done in your business. When is going to be the most optimum time and flow for you? Even if you see me do it a certain way, what's best for you? Is that landing? This last week, I'm not sure when we're going to drop this episode, but this last week, I had so much fun leading the I Am Challenge. The women who showed up, oh my God, we had 265 signups. It was incredible. What a week. I've never offered up until this point a free event that lasted this long, that shared this much. It was so, so powerful. And I had so much fun. It really stretched me as a leader because I had never hosted anything this long before. And that is a lot of energy output, but boy, was it fun. And I decided I was going to do a giveaway. I had learned some framework from one of my coaches about the giveaway. So I was very confident that this was going to be effective marketing, and it was. It went very, very well. And at the end of the 5 days when I was to announce the giveaway winner, I was really struggling with choosing a winner. Like, I just couldn't. In my heart, I was like, I really want these two people to win. I can't pick one. And then, and it's such a small thing, but the reason I tell you this is because it could be a small story for me, but it could be a big epiphany for you. I realized in that moment, just because my coach had a framework that worked, and just because I followed it, I didn't need to follow the exact same thing. I decided that I was going to do something different and something that I had never seen before and that my heart called me to do. And that was to give away two winners PBB coaching credit, which I know is life-changing because of the women who have been in my program. Yeah, within 2 weeks to 6 months, start making a lot more money. Absolutely. This is huge. This is a huge gift for somebody. And in my soul, it was like, you can't just pick one. So whenever I got up live on that last day, I just started sharing from my heart. And I was like, I can't pick one winner. And it's so funny because I'm so type A. And maybe to someone else listening, they're like, oh, no big deal. To me, it was like, I'm breaking the rules. This feels so weird. But that's what I did, because that's what I felt called to do. And so maybe right now you've been in your business for a while and you have this routine or you have a structure and something you do over and over and over again has become the way you do it. But today you're hearing like, ooh, I need to change that up. I'm curious what it is for you. DM me on Instagram and let me know. I'm curious what download you're having because I didn't have an outline for this podcast at all. I just thought someone needs to hear this morning because I think we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to do and structure things in a way that no one else would even know if we broke our own structure rules. But we feel this pressure to do it that way simply because we've done it that way or simply because we were taught that way. Is that landing? And it affects your energy levels. But now only you can discern if you truly need to keep that structure that way to grow your business, or if it really doesn't matter. Because the truth is, and I'm going to lay it on thick, you do need structure to grow your business. Like, a multi-six-figure business like I built isn't just going to grow itself. You need the structure. You need the follow through. If you don't, I mean, your business will just be this idea, this dream, this castle in the sky that's never actually built. But if you do, oh my. Like, things can move fast. Things can move fast. But there's also a balance. There is such a balance. If things are too rigid, people are going to feel that. Where can you put more fun back into your work? Where can you remember why and where you started and bring some of that back? It might be the reason people followed you or bought from you in the first place. And then be honest with yourself. Whatever structures maybe you don't like, but you know are best for you. Kind of like me laying down and getting this skincare treatment. Even though I didn't like it in the moment, I knew I wanted the outcome more than I didn't want that temporary moment of discomfort. Because let's be real, there are temporary moments of discomfort in life to get the outcomes we want. But when you're talking about your everyday processes, you shouldn't hate it that much because it's something you have to do every day. So figure out the way and the structure that's going to feel good for you. Because everyone's got a different flow, and it's okay to have a different flow than the next person. I personally have all my energy, creative energy, that is just pumping in the morning. That is my time. That's why I'm recording live while I do my makeup. What is it for you? Something's got to shift. Something's got to give, and only you know what it is. And with that being said, something doesn't need to shift. Something doesn't need to give, and you need to stay the course. And you need to know that you really gave something your all, and because you gave it your all and because you gave it time, it started working for you. Because sometimes things do take time. I wish all of us could be overnight successes, but that's not the case. And whenever you see someone who had overnight success, you don't know how many nights they worked to get to those night, that one night where they had that just moment where it was the breakthrough. And all of us will have that moment, that breakthrough moment. I know for me, that was my first 17K month. I remember thinking, oh my gosh, my life is never going to be the same. I'll never have to think about what I want to order again or look at the prices. And like, I can just be in this abundant state. There's that moment for you as well. There is. But there will be structure that you have to put into place to get there. So to summarize this message, what structures do you need to double down on, even though you know, like even though you feel they're not super duper comfortable all the time? Which ones do you know you're like, yep, that's what I'm meant to do right now, and I will do it because I know that if I do this, I'm going to get results, and it's okay to be a little uncomfortable in this season. And what structures are you going to move around or change or drop or switch at a different time in your schedule? What one of those just need a little tweak so you can start to enjoy your life and business more? And remember that it's your life, it's your business, and it's okay to change your schedule. It's okay to change your style of content. It's okay, and it's safe for you to follow your heart. And if something doesn't feel aligned for you, and you could drop that resistance, what would happen if you did the thing that was in alignment for you and you did things the way that did feel in alignment for you. It would attract in so much goodness. You'd be magnetic in your marketing. You'd be magnetic in your content. And you have to trust that. So, of course, another episode where Sophia Spolino delivers the nuance. There is the let go and there is the double down, all in one episode. But you know what you need to do for you. You know what you need to do for your business. And don't wait. Whatever the message that is coming to you is, don't wait. Start implementing that change, that shift today. And if you know exactly what it is, DM me on Instagram to let me know that this episode was helpful for you. Send it to your business bestie. Have an amazing day, my friends. Congratulations for listening to another episode of the Social Equity Podcast. Every moment you invest in building your brand is contributing to your social equity. If you're an exhausted coach or service provider, or you're just getting started building your brand from scratch, I can't wait to give you the first steps to go from 0 to 5K months and advance to 10 to 20K months. But why should you take my word for it? Well, I've spent over 9 years in the industry, amassing over 350,000 followers across platforms like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube, as well as hosting a top charting podcast, building a successful service provider business, and coaching powerful women to build purposeful, profitable personal brands. So yeah, you should lean in and listen to the social media secrets, sales tips, marketing strategies, and mindset hacks I share. I want to help you build your dream business that makes real money, leveraging the power of a personal brand on social media. Because you're ready to quit wasting time on content that isn't working and start bringing in the money you deserve as a purpose-led coach or service provider, sharing your gifts with the world. So for a limited time, I'm giving away your first steps to go from 0 to 5K months and advance to 10K to 20K months. Grab my newly revamped Profitable Personal Brand Blueprint, the proven framework to build yourself a personal brand that motivates, inspires, and sells so that your business can thrive the way it should. Just go to the link in the show notes. To ask me questions in real time, join me on Instagram Live for the live podcast show. The schedule is always posted on my profile. My handle is @SophiaSpolino. And if you're tired of posting without a reliable strategy and posting without maximal profit, just like many of my clients were before, then you want to join the Profitable Personal Brand 6-month coaching program. Many of you asked how you can get me to coach you on building a profitable personal brand like the one I have. That's why I designed this coaching program, so you could have me coach you, guide you, and mentor you. This is for female coaches, service providers, and entrepreneurs who want to be known for purposeful work and build an extremely profitable personal brand on social media without wasting time. Whether you're a novice at creating or you're feeling stuck hitting a plateau in business that once had consistent revenue and need guidance, support, and coaching to get to your next level, book a strategy call to speak with either me or my team to see if we'd be the right fit to work with each other inside of the Profitable Personal Brand 6-month coaching program. Mind you, I am very selective and this coaching program is not for everyone because I'm only taking on serious, purpose-driven, and committed soul sisters inside of my community. If that's you, book your free strategy call now. The link is in the show notes. And if you feel yourself come alive and get excited to take radical responsibility for building your social equity, your personal brand that no one can take from you, leave a 5-star rating with a kind review wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to share the show with a powerful woman you know. And remember, with a positive mindset and a profitable personal brand, all things are possible. So go get up and go get what you want.